You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Lots of people took to Twitter today with the hashtag #WeAreHereForYou, Justin, as in Justin Bieber. The pop star has canceled his expensive post-concert meet and greets with fans. They're part of a VIP ticket package that can run as high as $2,000. But Bieber says the meet and greets with his Beliebers, are we still calling them that? Anyway, the meet and greets, they were wearing him out. He's got a lot of cities left on his tour, so he's potentially leaving big money on the table. That's interesting because concert tours, of course, are the main source of income for musicians these days. And these add-ons, like meet and greets, are all part of the business strategy. Nova Sappho has more.
Ralph Jakadine has been to a Justin Bieber meet and greet for his teenage daughter, of course.
It seemed like maybe 1,000 people or so. It was a line that took hours.
Jakadine just happens to be an artist manager, and he says the most important element of Bieber's meet and greet was that you had to go online afterwards to retrieve your photo with him.
Because then somebody aggregates a lot of email names.
Ah, and that's the key, he says, because email lists are gold. Jakadine employs them with his own artists. They're not huge pop stars, so they use email for crowdfunding.
One of my artists has 15,000 people on his email list. Our last two campaigns, we've raised over $100,000.
That kind of direct contact is essential to building an artist's brand, says Fabrice Sergent. He heads the concert discovery app Bands in Town.
Artists had to create and strengthen their relationship with their fans.
It doesn't hurt that meet and greets and other sideshows at concerts are lucrative. Jeff Dornfeld teaches music business and management at the Berklee College of Music in Boston.
It's very common to do this for both the artist and the promoter to depend on ancillaries as a major revenue stream.
Dornfeld says artists have gone beyond merchandising like T-shirts, hats, and CDs. They're now doing things like
the soundcheck ticket, go backstage and meet someone in the band or whatever. There's all kinds of packages that go with a concert.
Dornfeld says it can all add up to a nice little bump on top of that big main source of revenue, the concert itself. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.